Today, the 8th of September 2025 marks 90 years to the day that Swallows and Amazons author Arthur Ransom named his favourite yacht Nancy Blackett. The 28-foot, 7-ton Bermuda-rigged sailing cutter, owned now by the Nancy Blackett Trust, is berthed at Wolverston Marina on the Shotley Peninsula. And we've sent our Luke Deal to learn more. Hi, Luke.
Sarah, hello. Morning to you. What a wonderful morning it is down here at Wolverston Marina. I'm actually on board the Nancy Blackett and just admiring a lot of more people out there on the oil well, just messing about on the water. Well, with me on board the Nancy Blackett is Peter Willis. He's the president of the Trust. And, I mean, she's in fairly good nick, isn't she? Despite the fact that, you know, it's 90 years ago that Swallows and Amazons author Arthur Ransom named her. But in fact, she's a lot older than that, isn't she?
About 4 years older than that. She was born in 1931, called Spindrift at the time. Then she became Electron. Then Arthur Ransom discovered her, declared that a horrible name, and said, she will be Nancy Blackett. Bought her on the spot for £525 and sailed her back to Pin Mill.
And of course, she's always been in this area. How significant is she then as a little ship?
Well, very, because Arthur Ransom used as the inspiration for We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea. He'd run out of ideas for his series of children's books. He'd also moved down here from the Lake District to do some sea sailing. He'd rented a cottage down at Levington, and within a few weeks, he was telling his publisher he'd had a brilliant idea for a terrific story with a 7-word title, We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea. And he promptly sailed Nancy across to Holland to get the feel of the voyage in We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea.
So when did you take ownership of her then?
Well, she went through a number of disasters. Ended up being restored down here in the late 1980s. Nice guy, Mike Rhines, lived in the Grand Spoke house. Overspent on the money, had to sell her. He sold her to another man, who then had to sell her again. At that stage, it occurred to me that it would be a very good idea if we set up a fund to buy her. And I tried to persuade the Arthur Ransom Society that we should do it. They thought about it and said no, but by that time, money was beginning to pour in.
Obviously, other people disagreed.
Well, it is the membership, really. I mean, the committee thought it was a crazy idea, which it probably would have been. But as I say, the money came in, so we had very little option but to set up a charitable trust and get on with it.
How much of Nancy Blackett is original then? Because as you say, you know, she's been through quite a few facelifts, so to speak.
It's always very difficult to tell, actually, because when Mike Rhines took her over, she was a wreck. The entire cockpit that we were standing in now had more or less disappeared. There was a big hole in her side. Planking had been stoved in, so he repaired the planking. Within the last couple of years, we've done what we call the cockpit combings and the cabin sides with Brazilian mahogany because they were beginning to rot. We've had at least 3 new masts in the time we've owned her. So, I mean, she's about as original as anything that gets lots of replacements done. But the main hull below the waterline probably is what was laid down originally.
Well, let's bring in Robin Sadler, who's a trustee. He's also of the Nancy Blackett. And she's quite heavy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's, well, you were just talking about the original things. We've got the plate down there that says she's, her registered weight is 4.86 tonnes, so nearly 5. But as a boat or a yacht, she's heavy to sail. She's got a long keel, which it does 2 things. It makes it comfortable to sail when the sea is heavy, but it does make it difficult to turn, for example, if you're tacking down the river.
How easy is it to operate her? Because there's a lot of rope around, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I have sailed there with just two on board, but you're right. There are a lot of ropes doing different things. But once you've learnt what they do and take things in order, she's fine. People, even youngsters who come on her today, love sailing her once they've been on board a while.
And behind you is the cabin. We can't go down there because we'll lose the signal. But I can just see beside the steps, you've got a sink on the left-hand side. You've got a little miniature cooker on the right-hand side, which has got a kettle on. And then as I peer down, you've got a sort of seating either side of a small table in the middle. And then I take it towards the front of the little ship. You've got some bunk beds as well.
Yep, there are four berths on board. And any of the children that come on board that have read We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea, they, all those children will always know which of the characters in the book birthed in which bunk. So, yeah, it is very cosy, put it that way.
I bet it's cosy. I mean, Peter, how significant is she?
Well, she's actually probably the most real relic of Arthur Manson's life and work that we've got. I think she's that significant. She's as significant as Arthur Manson himself is, which is quite a lot.
And you can still take advantage of her and sail up and down the Orwell. I mean, does she still turn a few heads? Are people surprised that she's still here on this neck of the woods?
I think they're getting used to it now. She's been here since 1967, but she always causes a bit of interest if she comes into a harbour. Somewhere we've taken her down as far as Falmouth in past times over to Holland. And she's always recognised. People say, gosh, that's Arthur Manson's boat.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, was it, Robin? Well, a couple of months ago. We had John Sargent.
Oh, yeah.
The broadcaster.
Yes.
He's now president of the Arthur Manson Society. We took him out for sale. He was absolutely amazed. He loved it.
Yeah, and today is a perfect day to go sailing, isn't it?
Yes. You got some time?
I can see the producers going mad now and thinking about all the health and safety bombs they'd have to fill in. What sort of response do you get, though, Robin, when people do come on board and they have the privilege of sailing on her?
Yeah, they really enjoy it. I mean, some of the adults who are sailors, because we're always looking to get more skippers, but the children, they love it. This year we've taken youngsters out and we show them the charts, and it is great to see young children getting into sailing.
And obviously, have they read the book before they come on board, or does it inspire them once they leave her to go and read the book itself?
Yeah, to be honest, most of them probably have read it. There's the two books, We Didn't Mean to Go to Sea, and secondly, Secret Water, which is based in Walton Backwaters. And even if they have read them, I think the inspiration they get from being on board means they probably go and have another read.
I mean, the craftsmanship here is unbelievable, but I suppose as time goes by, it's difficult to try and find those craftsmen to actually keep her updated.
It is, and it's actually a real problem now. Boat building, traditional boat building, is an endangered occupation. But we're very happy with Kings. Arthur Manson had her looked after by Kings when he brought her here in the first place, and he had his replacement for her, called Selina King, built there. Mm. So he actually owned her for a very short time. But the historical aftermath of that is just incredible.
I bet it is. What do you love about her?
Well, everything, really. I mean, she's just, been part of my life for the last God knows how long. And it's just a joy to be aboard her.
I bet it is. And what do you think Arthur Manson would think of her now, that she's still sailing on the Orwell?
I think he'd be pleased. I mean, he's quite a sentimental old chap, or was. He did manage to lose Swallow, his original boat. Mm. Sold her and she disappeared forever, but this one we managed to hang on to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. How can people find out more about her?
Go to nancyblackett.org on the website and take it from there.
Wonderful. Well, Peter and Robin, thank you for giving us an insight into this wonderful little ship that is was named 90 years ago today, but Sarah is still sailing up and down the Yorwell.
Thank you very much, Luke, and what a beautiful morning to be there. Luke Deal live from Wolverstone Marina, and to find out more, you can head to the Nancy Blackett Trust, nancyblackett.org is where you need to go.